Attention turns to the state elections with a debate in Haines on Monday, and the region's economy begins to look up. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Now that the municipal elections are over, it's time to start thinking about state and national elections. On Monday, House and Senate candidates will be in Haines. Representative Bill Thomas and Democratic candidate Jonathan Christ Tompkins will be debating at 7 p.m. in the Haines High School open area. The debate is sponsored by the Haynesboro School Board and organized by the high school debate team. Questions to the candidates will focus on education issues and are being written by students and the school board. High school senior and new board member Royal Henderson will moderate the debate. Democrat Senator Albert Kukesh will also be in attendance at the debate and answering questions, although his Republican challenger, Senator Bert Stedman, said he will not attend. Stedman will be in Haines on October 13th, speaking at the Chamber of Commerce banquet. For the first time in about two decades, the annual Southeast By the Numbers report from Juneau-based research firm Scheinberg Associates gave a somewhat rosy picture of the region's economy. KRBD's Lila Keary has more.
Melanie Shivens was one of a group from Scheinberg Associates that took a detailed look at Southeast Alaska's economy and population. She presented some of the study's findings last week during Southeast Conference in Craig.
For the last 15 to 20 years, we've been getting up in front of you to convey rather depressing numbers. And we've tried to put a good spin on them and focus on the successes, but the late 90s and early 2000s were tough years for Southeast Alaska.
In the late 1990s, fishing and timber were in decline, and populations throughout the region fell by 10% on average, not including Juneau. Now, however...
But I'm excited to tell you that we are indeed starting in on a new book of the Southeast Alaska economic history. Population is up. Employment is up. Wages are up. More specifically, state and local government jobs are up. Healthcare and mining jobs are up. Seafood statistics are way up thanks to a banner seafood year in 2011. Home values are up and metal prices continue to skyrocket.
Over the last 5 years, there were a few decreases, which Shivens says cancel out some of the good news. Those include the visitor industry, federal government jobs, and new home construction. Of those, only federal employment continued to decline over the past 12 to 18 months. Shivens says federal employment likely will stay on that downward path through the end of the year. As the name of her company's report indicates, Shivens' presentation contained a lot of numbers. Most of them are positive, though, so it's pleasant to pay attention and follow along.
Mining employment in the region was up by 58% over 5 years ago. And that's really good for the region when you consider that the average wage in the mining industry is 2.5 times that of the average private sector wage in the region. So we like our mining jobs. In 2011, there were 100 more mining jobs than in 2010, and preliminary data for 2012 suggests that employment in the mining industry is going to increase another 150 jobs to 200 jobs in 2012 alone.
That growth has been spurred by high prices for metal, such as gold. Shivens says she believes the price of gold will hit $2,000 an ounce in the next year. Another area that's seen growth is the region's healthcare system, which provides about 9% of the jobs in Southeast Alaska. The population is aging, in part because of the low birth rate in Southeast. However, people are moving here, and in fairly large numbers.
Now, this is actually what I think is the most exciting story of the five-year overview. Over the past 3 years, that Southeast Alaska has grown by 2,300 people, actually over the last 5 years, and that's an increase of 3%. The 2011 population of Southeast Alaska was 73,526. What I think is really interesting is that in 2011, Southeast Alaska was the fastest growing region of all of Alaska.
Shivens says most of that growth is due primarily to young, single, highly educated people choosing to move to Southeast. About a third come from other parts of Alaska, about half are from down south, and others have moved from foreign countries. Will that upward trend continue? Shivens says it can, but only if Southeast continues to attract and, more important, retain these newcomers. She says the high cost and low availability of affordable rental housing is a continuing problem that communities need to address. Looking to the future, Shivens has some pretty good news.
In 2012, Southeast Alaska will hit a new population record, finally surpassing our 1997 peak. In 2012, Southeast Alaska will hit a new employment record, surpassing our 2006 peak. In 2012, Southeast Alaska will have the highest average total wages, even when adjusted for inflation. These are the three most important indicators for measuring a growing economy, and it means that Southeast Alaska is headed in a very good direction.
Also following the numbers theme, Jim Calvin of the McDowell Group gave a presentation at Southeast Conference about the Southeast Alaska Modeling Project, which will take millions of pieces of data to come up with a model that shows what makes the region's economy tick. The project was introduced at last year's Southeast Conference in Ketchikan, and Calvin says it will take about 100 hours of professional labor to complete. While the project isn't done, Calvin had some numbers to share.
This wouldn't be a McDowell Group presentation if we didn't have a few numbers. So here are a few, give you a sample of kind of information that's buried in all of this data set, and these are the kind of things you can impress your friends and neighbors with. That regarding the Southeast Alaska economy, did you know that we have workplace-related earnings of $2.2 billion and total personal income in Southeast Alaska of $3.4 billion? We have total value added of $3.9 billion, and our regional economy has total output of $6.2 billion. So there's a few factoids for you.
Calvin says the modeling project is about a third of the way complete. Among other uses, when done, it will provide economic information for specific towns rather than just boroughs or census areas. Southeast Conference is a regional economic development organization. It formed in 1958 and includes representatives from Southeast Alaska communities and business interests. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
A minor earthquake was reported Thursday morning about 50 miles from Haines. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center reported the quake at about 8:25 Thursday morning and said it was felt by some in Skagway and Juneau. It measured a magnitude 3.9 on the Richter scale and was just 1 mile deep, considered shallow by earthquake standards. The Earthquake Center put the epicenter 42 miles southwest of Klukwan, about 50 miles west-southwest of Haines, and 61 miles from Skagway. Three smaller quakes, ranging from magnitude 1.6 to 2.6, struck in the same area Tuesday. Several other small quakes have been recorded in Yakutak Bay. Aftershocks will occur from the Thursday morning earthquake over the next couple days, the Earthquake Center said. And moose season is almost over. As of Thursday afternoon, 21 moose have been taken in the Upper Lynn Canal so far. 10 of those were a spiked fork configuration, 4 a three-brow tine, 4 at 50-plus inches, and 3 sublegal. The last day of hunting is Sunday, October 7th. And now for our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. Here's local writer and artist Debbie Knight Kennedy.
A few moments ago, I was thinking about writing an uplifting birthday wish to a friend on Facebook. Something like, "We are all works of art in progress," short and to the point. Then the newfound writing creature in me woke up and said, "Short? Too short. And what's up with that point thing? You don't even like points. You like curves, soft and round and big. Short and pointy? Forget about it. Pick up a pen, for heaven's sake. Let some ink flow. See what happens." I make art. It's what I love to do. I also observe people with great interest, curiosity, and gusto. If I hadn't become an artist, I might well have had a go at cultural anthropology. As it turns out, they fit together quite nicely, weaving and blending to form the happy ground upon which I spin my life. A self-taught artist, I make what I call interpretive figurative sculpture. Reality, I reckon, has already been done, and done much better than my mortal hands can render. Lucky me, I get to make it all up as I go. Faces, hands, feet, body parts. I love them all. They teach me things like acceptance, to accept that things don't necessarily have to make sense or look the way I think they should. When I am really in the flow, the piece shapes itself. I follow it. I watch it become. It is in the process, the act of becoming, where the true beauty lies, and that is the genuinely interesting part. Sure, it's fun for me to look upon the finished piece and marvel that I had anything to do with it at all. And yes, I do enjoy sitting with the newest character in my menagerie and getting to know him or her. But witnessing the process, that's where it's really at for me. When I look at my friends, my husband, or myself in the mirror, I see exactly the same thing I see when I'm making art. Raw material, simple and untouched. As I continue to watch, I see time shaping and carving away anything that proves unnecessary to that particular being. It isn't about tightening abs or defying wrinkles. It isn't about goals at all. You guessed it, it's all about the process. So, happy birthday, my dear friend, and may we all delight in the experience of witnessing each other become.
That was local Haines artist and writer Debbie Knight Kennedy with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. If you'd like to contribute to this feature, please contact us at news@khns.org. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.